Amen. Hope College, what's going on? All right, y'all don't sound too excited. I'm going to go to my visitors. Any visitors here? High school, juniors? All right. Well, we hope that you have a good time here at Hope College and that you find us to be an institution that is rooted deep in faith, hope, because that's our name, and in love for sure. So I have the great privilege today of continuing our series, Senior Witnesses. Every spring, we select 8 seniors who share with us in chapel what God has done in their life since they've been at Hope College. And we are today glad to have Seyoon Park. Y'all give it up for Seyoon. Seyoon is a biology major. Any biology majors? Okay, all right. Studying all the time, I got it. He's a chemistry minor, and he is from Korea, which is where he was born, but was raised in Cambodia, which he'll talk about in his story. So Seyoon is going to come up, but before he comes, let's just pray for him. Dear gracious God, just as we sang this morning, you are a God who leans to love us, who leans in, God. And so we just thank you that you are someone who, God, loves us like none other. You love us way better than we love ourselves, and you are our sustenance. You are our rock. You are our anchor for this life. We lift up our brother Seyoon. God, would you use him through your Holy Spirit in this moment to accomplish your will, to speak your words to your people. In Christ's name, amen. Seyoon Park.
Okay, let me start from the beginning. Like James said, I was born in South Korea, but left before my first birthday to live in Cambodia. I didn't really have a choice since my parents dragged me there to become missionaries without really asking me or my sister how we felt. Don't take me wrong. I love Cambodia and the life I live there. My loving parents, 2 wonderful sisters, an incredible community of friends, tropical fruits. Oh, mangoes are incredible there. Driving my motorbike without a proper license. And last but not least, the 4 unique seasons of what I like to call warm, hot, really hot, and deadly. God made this small country that not many people have heard of my home away from home. But as much as I love my experiences there, God really was ready to challenge my innocent mind and bring me to a completely foreign land that's, I think, approximately 8,000 miles away. I don't know, I Googled it, but... So by now you may be wondering, how did someone from Cambodia hear about a small, like tiny, remote place called Holland, Michigan? Well, believe it or not, the school I graduated from was a small international school with a graduating class of 8 students. 3 of them were part-time, so technically it was 5 students. My biology class had 3 students. If one like missed class or was sick, like one-third of the class was like absent. So yeah, this school, yes, it's an actual school, was also called Hope, more and more specifically Hope International School. I was first introduced to Hope College during my senior year as one of my teachers walked around class with a mug that had said Hope College in orange and blue. And that sparked my interest because that Hope mug had the same name as like our school. So I asked him about it and he said, it's a school that I graduated from and it has a great science program. So that was added to the list of colleges that I was interested in. But during that time, when I started looking at colleges to continue my education, the supposedly exciting time was honestly the most exhausting and daunting time of my life. Not because of my inability to decide, but the financial burden that it would be to my parents. You see, to think that a missionary family could afford to pay 41 grand every year, like consecutively, was more than impossible. I don't know if that's a term, but you get the point. It was really, like, impossible. And I had no idea where the money would come from, and I wondered if college would even be a realistic option for me. My parents and I prayed literally every night together, and despite my Christian upbringing, the peace that God promised through our reliance on him was nowhere to be found, as I prioritized my desires above his greater purpose for me. With graduation coming right around the corner, in high school, I felt so bitter that it seemed like God wasn't being faithful to me when he said in Matthew 7, verse 7, "Ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you." I grew up learning to prioritize his will above mine and tried to imitate Jesus' prayer, a famous prayer in Gethsemane, when he proclaimed to God, "Not as I will, but as you will." But yet again, I merely knew that those words were the right words to say. And I never was courageous enough to like have admit that with my heart and have God take the wheel of my life. I have to admit that my faith was much smaller than a mustard seed, and God knew my thoughts before, but God knew my thoughts before they came out of my mouth, and he still used my feeble desire to accomplish what he had planned all along before I was even born. So one Sunday, as I was about to leave my church, the wife of the teacher that carried the Hope College mug came up to me and told me that there were supporters here who might be able to help pay for my education at Hope. And since then, the whole transition was so smooth that I've never been more convinced that God had already made plans for me to come here. I would love to go into the details about how that whole process worked out, but I don't have much time, so I'm gonna have to ask you guys to come to me later. Not all of you, but some of you guys. So in the end, God provided every single penny, and what really like touched me was that all I had to offer was my background and what I grew up with, and to think that the supporters here understood my my family's financial situation and still wanted me to come to Hope was way too good for me to be able to comprehend. Especially after receiving cold-hearted letters from, not cold-hearted, but like just realistic letters from many other institutions that said they would love to have me, only if I had the money to be able to fund my education. So under the enormous blessings of God and the generous hearts of those that made my education here possible, I came to Hope College in the fall of 2013. I was so determined and motivated to try my best and show not just to everyone who helped me come here, but also to prove to myself that my presence here was not a mistake. Was that healthy? No, that was not healthy. I inevitably soon came to realize that this motivation was not at the right place. I was sucked into fulfilling my expectations because of the assurance that God wanted me here. And in addition, the incredibly high tuition, wonderful professors, and a nice warm bed to sleep on, and even access to free food at Phelps. Like, those were the things that I tried not to take for granted. I was so eternally grateful for what I was blessed with every day, but these nevertheless aggravated my expectations even more. Alongside this highly toxic idea, my freshman year was undeniably one of the most hardest time of my life. I was placed in Cook due to my late decision, and a lot of people think that's a blessing because it has nice bathrooms and nice hallways and air conditioning. But it was honestly really hard for me because I struggled to naturally make friends there because they all closed their doors, and I was the only freshman there with like upperclassmen all over the place. I hated the fact that I had to somehow force myself to find reasons to meet friends who already had other people that were meeting. I hated how I had to sometimes skip meals for not wanting to sit on my own in Phelps. And I even hated how I started believing that my skin color affected how people perceived me. But most of all, I hated how I had to pretend like I wasn't struggling deep inside and act as though I had it all together like everyone else, when in reality, we were all wearing a mask of our own. In the midst of all this turmoil, what made it worse was that I was too afraid to blame God or question his sovereignty. His ways are so much greater than ours, and to doubt his will through the circumstance that he placed me in seemed like such a stupid idea for someone so insignificant as me. But God knew exactly how I felt and humbled me as I remembered the story of Joseph when he was sold to Egypt by his brothers. The painful betrayal he experienced and the confusion he felt as he was placed into jail for 10 years for doing what was right made the struggles that I had for only 4 months so embarrassing to God. But through these experiences, I've come to realize that God never stopped blessing me. During my time before college, God blessed me by giving me so little so that I may solely depend and rely on him instead. He blessed me during my freshman year with the struggles I had then so that I can stand here and tell you that you are not alone in your brokenness. But above all, he blessed me with the desire to accomplish his will through the most unfaithful servant he can find. Believe me, even as I stand here in front of you guys, looking as though I've learned it all through my mistakes, I'm still as weak as ever in front of our Holy Father in heaven. I'm so extremely ashamed to admit that too often in my life, I've sinned with self-centeredness, lust, laziness, and like jealousy and comparison, all the while knowing his mercy freely available to me. I've so often exploited his grace and deliberately used Jesus' sacrifice on the cross as a license for my selfish pleasures. God knew. He knew fully well that I that I knew of his free mercy available to me. But despite the fact, he still decided to forgive me, knowing that I would eventually spit right back at his face again. I relished every moment of my fall and lived a supposedly free life, when in reality, I was living a life of a slave, chained to the desires of my flesh. But it was during this stage of rock bottom when I truly experienced the magnitude of his unconditional love, which helped me rise up again through the power of God shown through my weaknesses. In Paul's letter to the Corinthians, he says, "Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest in me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in my weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" 2 Corinthians 12, 8-10. God sets an extremely high bar for us, and though he expects nothing less of a lukewarm Christian, he understands our weaknesses better than anyone else. But I urge you, brothers and sisters, not to fall into Satan's trap like I did by using your weakness as an excuse to modify or soften his commands. Our weaknesses should instead remind us how powerless we are without God and incite us to carry our cross, all the while being thankful to him for using us for his glory. I invite you with a humble heart to step out and to be open to each other about our brokenness, for it is precisely through this vulnerability that we understand the extent of God's love and know that we are not alone in this journey. My life so far has been one heck of a roller coaster ride, and I'm still 21. I know I'm young, but throughout this journey so far, God has never failed to demonstrate his patience with me. And I hope my life so far can guide you to some takeaways I came up with as we come to a close. 1, always trust in the Lord and thank him for choosing you to be part of his great story. As Job never had, we may never have the answers to our struggles, but we can be fully confident in the fact that we are his vessel, and there's nothing in life that is worthier than sacrificing our life for the glory in his kingdom. 2, do not be satisfied with where you are with your relationship with God. I know like finals is coming right around the corner, and homework and exams and relationships and, you know, like food, like these are all amazing blessings that we can use to glorify him. But nothing should be prioritized above our relationship with God, freely given to us by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. I'm a victim of this too, but I strongly encourage you to give purpose behind all your actions and everything that you do in like your academics and friendships by dwelling in God's words daily to guide your path and have him intervene in your life. 3rd and final, make room for growth by being honest about your struggles and brokenness. It was really difficult to come up here and talk about my struggles, but please don't try to cover and pretend as if nothing is wrong, because we are all broken. And allow God's power to shine in your weaknesses so that he may be glorified through joy and peace that can only be found in our journey with him. Thank you. Go in peace.